I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Mayor Carolyn Goodman joined Vegas at 8 on Monday to defend her call to begin reopening Las Vegas. Her plea included a recounting of other diseases that we face in our lifetime, including polio, Legionnaire's disease, West Nile bird flu, and SARS. These diseases brought many challenges to community leaders and Americans in general. But we did not shut down the entire country and quarantine an entire nation. That would have been a disaster to our economy. People distanced themselves from each other, the challenges were met, and the threats eventually abated. So the mayor supported a start to reopening. However, Governor Steve Sisolak was on an address to the state and let it be known that, yes, suspected cases of the disease have decreased. The use of hospitals for the disease have decreased. The use of ventilators for the disease have decreased. But we are not at the point of giving consideration to loosening the restrictions and reopening the state. He said social distancing has begun to flatten the curve, but it's not enough. More, much more has to be done. He says more has got to be done when it comes to testing and more decline in cases. We have had a decline in the criteria the governor has talked about, but apparently the declines have not been sufficient. The governor did not let us know when the so-called phase one would begin. His guidelines are somewhat vague, and he eluded any calls to give us any idea as to when we could begin to open up. It's been said before, but worthy of saying again, the closure of the state, small businesses, so-called essential businesses, and even large businesses and resorts, is causing a threat to the mental health of Nevada's citizens. Small business people are at risk of losing everything they've saved for all their lives. What seemed most disturbing about the governor's presentation is that he did not give us any idea of when we could even begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel. The people of the state are yearning for an indication, a date that we can strive for with hope. There was no indication given. He let it be known that not only are we not out of the woods, but those who have protested the shutdown of gatherings in Reno and Las Vegas have actually contributed to his continuation of these restrictions by not demonstrating social distancing. In the case of polio in the 1950s, the concern was that we didn't know how it was transmitted, that is, how people contracted that horrible disease. People did experience what we've got to know as social or physical distancing. Today, we have successfully practiced this form of distancing, but it does not make any sense that while we have been able to shop in grocery markets as long as we wore masks and practice this distancing, so-called non-essential businesses have not been allowed to operate with the same expectations. Make no mistake, people have come together. As we could have well expected, the people of Las Vegas and Nevada have done what's been necessary. But there is a limit to what can be expected of people who are told to remain in their homes and just eat through their savings, even if they have savings to gobble up. They say human behavior is the only intervention, that is, social or physical distancing. We've done what's been asked, and ask only that the governor should give up some ray of hope. But he spoke to the state and did not give us any indication of when we could expect that ray of hope to shine. It was very disappointing. He very much may have been well-intentioned, but as the saying goes, the pathway to hell is paved with good intentions. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.